This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I want to remind you that Andrew Nemec coming up after us in 30 minutes.
The hell of a lead-in right here.
Bucks Warriors down 20.
But Anthony Edwards hurt.
Yeah. Oh, really? What happened?
Ankle.
Oh, no.
He's in the locker room right now.
So maybe no.
I mean, I'm not like rooting for that, but
if you're trying to
get a series back on even footing, you minus one Steph and one Ian Edwards.
It, yeah. Draymond's, again, punching people
doing
in the
Draymond
face.
Things.
He has no control of his limbs.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No, he doesn't.
So this is this was in the link to the U.S. News Best States to Live.
Okay. Turns out Rob belongs in Idaho.
Yeah. And look, there's nothing wrong with Idaho, okay?
I feel like you think there is. I can
well,
tell.
Idaho is known as a racist state.
I can tell that you're bothered that it says
yes,
you belong in Idaho.
Of course. That's why I brought it up.
I knew it all along.
And you would be too. Wait till you see what it spits out for you. It's going to say Russia.
Yeah, I can see Russia from my backyard. All right. What do we got? How many questions?
So I want you. There's only 8 questions.
Oh, good. I was going to say, this better not
and
be.
And I don't want you to manipulate this.
Well, you will know if I give an answer and you're going to be like, that's horse crap. I will answer honestly.
But they're all basic questions.
Okay.
So this was on the list of U.S. News ranking the states in order best and worst to live. Utah, by the way, was number one.
Dude, people love Utah right now.
Utah's having a comeuppance.
Yeah. Yeah. It's becoming less Mormon, and yet it's still like really efficient and clean, and people are digging it.
But make no mistake,
yeah.
The Mormons
are
behind all that. I mean, the Mormons run it.
Yeah, but it's not as dominated. Look, I'm not moving to Utah anytime soon.
Well, what if this spits out Utah for you?
Ooh, pack it up.
So in there it says, what is the best state for you? And it's an 8-question quiz. The first question is, how important is healthcare to a state's overall success? Not important at all, a little, somewhat, pretty important, or extremely important. Healthcare to a state's overall success.
Overall success. Yeah, I'll say it's pretty important.
Pretty, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How important is education to a state's overall success? Not important, a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely.
I'm trying to think of like the dumb states and do they do okay? Well, California does.
Just your opinion. What is your opinion?
I used to be a big
guy.
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay.
I'm going to say somewhat important.
How important is economy to a state's overall success?
Very important.
Okay. Well, that's not... Oh. So it's not important at all, yeah. A little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Extremely.
Okay. How important are economic opportunity, affordability, and equality to a state's overall success? Not important at all, a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Pretty.
How important is natural environment to a state's overall success? Same choices.
Somewhat.
Okay. How important are crime and corrections to a state's overall success? A little, somewhat, pretty, extremely? Not at all. Lawless?
No, but again, I mean, that's states because you're talking about big cities. I'm saying somewhat. There's places that have high crime rates in big cities, but it doesn't mean the state sucks.
How important is infrastructure to a state's overall success? Not a little, somewhat, pretty, or extremely?
Pretty important.
Okay. And finally, how important is fiscal stability to a state's overall success?
Very important.
Well, again, very is
yeah,
not...
Yeah, the top one.
Extremely?
Extremely.
Okay. And here we go. I'm ready to push the button.
So here we go.
And see what state it spits out for you here on The Fan.
I can tell you right now, this
that's a guy.
I know.
Utah.
Yeah! All right!
That's fantastic. Thank you. So you go to Utah and I'll go to Idaho and we'll be racist together.
Already been there, baby. 5 years. Let's go. Salt Lake. Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy and then I went right past it.
Buck, would you like to take this?
Sure.
See, the thing about this thing, though, it's a little skewy here because, like...
Feels like once you answer one way, then it just cuts off a bunch
because
of the others.
Like, you take a street... Like, I love New Orleans. Like, if I could live in a city, I'm a big New Orleans guy. But Louisiana, in general, is poor. It has poor health care. And so, obviously, that stuff's going to be important. And so, it's going to eliminate a lot of those states. Like, no one's going to say, none of that crap matters. So... any state that's in the South, basically, is going to be eliminated right off the top. I'm guessing that if you answer even in a halfway reasonable way, you're only getting a handful of states that are going to be picked. Arkansas, or maybe not Arkansas, but like Mississippi and Louisiana aren't coming up on a lot of these.
Well, you don't get to take it, Buck, because it's now...
you've used your quota?
Yeah. Mm. It's telling me I have to share my email to continue reading.
Yeah, that's right.
For free?
Nope.
What?
Out.
I will not be doing that.
Well, Idaho, Utah, I'm assuming Buck would have ended up in maybe Florida then.
Wyoming, yeah, perhaps.
What do you think,
or,
Buck would?
Arizona.
I feel like Buck...
Well, I think all of us are going to answer in a somewhat general... I mean, all of those things are fairly important things.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it matters whether you put pretty important or like... What was it? Extremely versus, you know.
I just always think if you've got a state that's well funded and they got their S together and they can, and you know, and there's financial opportunities there, I think everything else you can kind of figure out as it goes.
Someone said, "Bad news, Rop. I don't think they allow Subarus in Idaho."
No, I don't think so.
But do they allow Subarus with a "Let's Go Brandon" bumper sticker on them?
I wonder if they'd have to have like some sort of city council meeting about that.
They call me in.
We just see a
"Let's Go Brandon" sticker. We're proud of you for that. But
hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find
this,
that?
What is this Subaru?
Don't really like this Subaru. I want to look up number of Subaru versus number of Ford dealers in the
great state
of Idaho.
I love Tesla.
I know. I'll look this up.
Yeah. For the first time in 12 years, Netflix is making over its home screen. Thank God. I don't know if you guys feel this, but. Is it hard to find things on Netflix to you?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not the best interface of all the streaming platforms, but I don't know. It's not horrible.
What do you think is the best interface?
You know, the interface that I don't like to use is I don't like Hulu's.
I think Apple's is pretty good.
Hulu's
is bad.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Apple's
is the best one.
Apple's is good.
And HBO or Max is really good.
Max is solid, and then
I don't really like
Amazon. YouTube TV's pretty good too.
Amazon's is kind of wonky. I would go
Agreed.
Apple, HBO, flip a coin. I think they're both really good, and then I'd say Netflix. I don't mind Netflix's, and then I think Amazon and Hulu are both. They're the ones that actively piss me off.
Well, Netflix, this will begin to roll out May 19th. And they say there's a lot to get excited about.
Really?
Simpler navigation, shortcuts to search, shows, movies, games, and My Netflix are now located at the top of your screen and always visible. That's nice.
Hmm.
Have you ever searched on Netflix?
Yeah.
Because you got to go to the side.
Yeah, go to the side.
Responsive recommendations. Find what you want when you want it. Now, as you watch, explore, and engage with titles, you'll get fresh rows of recommendations served up in real time. Your homepage will respond to your viewing and browsing history so you can quickly find something that suits your mood in the moment. That's good because I think that algorithm it's not always right, but it gives you enough stuff that anything that you would like is probably going to be in there if you've like if it knows you well enough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's a good change.
I would
right
say
there.
This, and maybe this is why the Netflix one doesn't bother me. I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm only on Netflix, and if it's not in like the top 10, you know, trending today or what I've watched before, I really don't go hunting for anything on Netflix.
Well, I think that's the whole point of this, is that they want you
me to hunt
on seeing more stuff.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people default to what you do. That's do the same thing. If it doesn't have the top 10 on it,
I'm not
looking for it. And that's a problem with their interface. Like that's the problem right there. Yeah.
You, there's two rows, we're actually three, right? Continue watching, top 10, or
recommendations.
Because you watch this,
yes.
I will never get beyond those. And because you watch this, that is very, very rare.
And the feature, when they put them on the top, and you can watch the little vignettes.
That's the easiest way.
That'll get me. Yep. That's what got me into the Four Seasons.
I'm intrigued. And I wouldn't necessarily say they needed a refresh, but if you want me to spend more time and find different programs, you should do a better job.
You also have a My Netflix Hub where they say, consider this your personal oasis to keep track of all the stuff that matters to you, where you left off on that show, what you plan to watch next, and more. Check back to find out what's in your continue watching my list and remind me, which is good. And then they say, detailed information about each title. Having a hard time choosing between this show or that movie? With the new interface, you can discover what makes each title worth the watch before you commit to pressing play.
That is way better, because as I'm scrolling, a lot of times I see the title and I have no idea what it is. A little quick synopsis would go a long way to getting me to click through.
Well, you have to, it's too many clicks to get through to the big synopsis.
Yes.
Because you got to go all the way to the show page.
Yep.
And then it's like, well,
now I'm out.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I scrolled over the top of something and you gave me a little 30-second trailer or a synopsis, that would be nice.
It's coming, guys.
All right.
Isn't that hot?
I just don't.
New Netflix interface, May 19th.
I miss the days of scrolling. I don't scroll anymore.
Well, you should get YouTube TV. You can scroll.
Yeah, I don't scroll. It's appointment. I have appointment viewing only. My scrolling days are done.
Well, I think that's most people now. One band, an old band, famous band, is Hanging 'Em Up. That's next on The Fan. What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.